So welcome back to Community Matters. Happy Sunday, everybody. It's your girl, Super Cindy, and I am honored to be speaking with now Robert Stevens. He is the co-founder of Changemakers Academy. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning. How are you?
I am awesome, and I'm so happy you're here because this organization right here has got it going on. I need you guys to hear me out. So, Robert, tell me first of all, what is Changemakers Academy?
Changemakers Academy is a nonprofit organization that provides need-based programming and encourage the mentorship, citizenship, scholarship for the youth throughout our community.
Okay, so what does that mean? Like, what are some of the programs that you guys are having right now? Well, besides the trip to Africa, that's like the headliner. Yeah. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But what are some of the things that Changemakers Academy does?
So our overall goal is for our program is to inspire and ignite social change one initiative at a time. Mm-hmm. Throughout the year, we do our annual G's to Gents program where we recruit middle and high school males throughout our community and mentor them through a series of mentoring sessions. Mm-hmm. Once they complete our G's to Gents program, we then transition them into our mentorship network where we partner them up with mentors and community figures that would mentor them for about 9 months. Mm-hmm. And then we wrap it up with our international trip where we go and do service projects throughout the world.
You know what I love? First of all, I love that you're calling it G's to Gents. So it's basically like those G's are going to become gentlemen. They're going to pull up their pants, clean it up a little bit. Yep. And then you said the mentorship program is for 9 months. That's like breeding a baby.
Right.
It's in the incubator in the stomach, and you guys breed the baby for 9 months. So what are some of the things that they do in the 9 months of mentorship?
Based off the curriculum, so our past G's to Gents program, our curriculum was based on entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. So we provided them with a platform where they would create a business. They partner up with other brothers in the program. We encourage brotherhood strongly. And they partner with each other to create a business.
That is so dope. I love
and create the business, they have to, it's more like a shark tank where they would come
and
sell the business
to the judges.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And then once they complete the program for us, the G's to Gents, they're also they're tasked with service projects. So they have to commit themselves to completing certain service projects throughout our community, whether it be an initiative that Changemakers is doing or if it's with another organization. But they must complete a set of 100 community service hours throughout the 9 months of being in our program.
Like, are they students, or does that go towards their community service hours that they have to do for high school? Or?
Right, so we're definitely connected with Miami-Dade County Public Schools as well as Broward County Public Schools, so the hours that they have or that they gain throughout our program, they can go towards their completion of high school.
Where do the people that are involved in this program, like, how do you get them? Where do they come from? How do they enroll?
So our organization is based out of the North Miami-Dade area, so the Miami Gardens, North Miami, and the South Broward, Miramar, Pembroke Pines area. Mm-hmm. And we basically go into the high schools and go into the communities recruiting students of letting them know of our annual G's to Gents program. Parents find out about it, and they register their students, their children.
Does it cost anything to enroll, or, like, are there any fees?
Registration is completely free.
Wow. So how do you guys, like, fund this? Like, where do you get your
God,
funding?
No.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. It is Sunday. Thank you, Lord. Blessed and highly favored. Oh, but
no,
that's the truth.
That's
God,
the truth.
For real.
Yeah, no, we're definitely. But we've been favored by a lot of community partners that come on and support our initiatives and donate private funds. And we do a lot of fundraising throughout the year that help offset a lot of the expenses of the initiatives that we have.
I love that. Yeah. So does Changemakers Academy only focus on young men? Is that an organization for men? Or is it?
So we started focusing only on middle and high school young men. But a lot of wonderful females was asking about
us?
Yeah, what about us? So this year we actually expanded and we're touching bases for both sex, for men and young ladies to be a part of our organization. Thank you.
I love love that. Yeah. So what are some of the things that you would teach a female? Because you're teaching them the G's to gents, like to clean up, pull up your pants and act right. What are some of the things that the women or the young ladies are being groomed for?
So my business partner, Dwayne Stewart, and I, we both had no idea what they need. And
okay, we're like, girls, okay, now what direction.
So we'll be bringing on one of our partners who would actually spearhead that initiative. So it would be under Changemakers Academy, but she would take the full lead on implementing initiatives and servicing in an area. So I really don't know right now.
So the princess, the queen slash princess portion of the organization is being launched and worked out right now.
Right now.
But we appreciate that you're even allowing the young women to be a part as well. Because I know it's not easy having a nonprofit organization that you focus on one male or female, and then you're trying to expand it to the other. And I'm saying that from experience. It's not an easy thing.
No, it's not easy at all.
So trust me, I get it. And so you're based in Miami Gardens, Miramar, South Broward, North Dade type Miami Gardens,
and
Norland, that area.
Right.
When you go to the schools, what is the response? Because, you know, young people, they don't want to change. They think they're perfect as they are. What are some of the obstacles that the organization goes through with the young people?
Trying to get them involved.
Yeah. They might come to the first meeting and then they MIA disappear.
Right. So we've luckily had a great retention rate. Once the students enroll into our program, they successfully complete it. Not only do they successfully complete our program, but they successfully graduate from high school and go off to college. But one of the main things is I don't want to give up my Saturday. We run our mentoring program through on Saturdays, and I don't want to give up my Saturday to sit in class. So what are some of the advantages or what are some of the benefits that I can actually gain while coming on a Saturday for a mentoring network? And when we expose them to networking and the connections that they would have after they complete our program and the experiences of being exposed to environments such as Africa outside of your, you know, your community, and taking our boys around is a lot of what help us to attract them into our program.
I think a lot of people, they hear the word entrepreneur and they're like, I want to be an entrepreneur. I want my own business. Yeah. I don't want to work for anybody. And your organization actually gives them a chance to hook up with their other brothers in that, in the organization and come up with, you know, a business plan, what they're going to do, whether are they going to open a barbershop or whatever their business plan is. And it helps them so that when they get older, they can actually know the process of how to put that business plan together. So I think that right there is worthy of giving up your Saturdays for nine months?
They give up their Saturdays for a month.
Okay.
And
that's
then they transition.
Come on, teenagers. Don't make me get you.
And then they transition once they complete our G's to Gents initiative, they're transitioning to our mentoring network where they get the title a change agents. So we transition them from G's to Gentlemen and then to change agents, which is the final component of the organization. That's the 9 months where they commit their time and their participation.
And what is it called? Change what?
Change agents.
And change agents means they've done the 1 month, they've done that process, now they're in the incubator for the 8 months?
Right. So change agents says they completed, they successfully, they came in as G's, they came in with this mentality that I got it all together. We, for a month, we transitioned them from G's to gentlemen. And then over the summer, over the month of July and August, we kind of give them a break and we start strong in September as a change agent.
Oh, that is so cool. I love that. So I want to talk about this, man. I am Africa and International Study Abroad.
Yes.
What is that? And can I join? I could be a change maker.
So last year, we successfully completed our first spring initiative, the I Am Africa Experience in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Wait, so how did this come about? Like, what made you come up with the idea, the concept of you guys could have said, let's cross right there and go to the Bahamas.
Right.
Like, you said Africa. That's like on the other side of the planet.
Right.
How did this come about?
My business partner and I, Dwayne Stewart, we have this thing where we get into the flow of things, and we met at a restaurant, and Dwayne said, Rob, you know, God dropped it into my spirit to take our boys to Africa. And in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, we're going to do this in 5 or 10 years. And he was like, but we have to go next year. And this was 2016. We're thinking about spring of 2017.
Wow.
And I was like, I don't know how we're going to do this. We don't have the funds. And I was like, what's the purpose? And he was like, we need to expose them to another environment. And what a better place to go to Africa where the history is rich, the culture is rich, the environment, and get the full feeling of, you know, surviving and overcoming and overachieving. So we fundraised and we got to Johannesburg.
So you did car washes, cupcakes, selling cookies.
We did bow tie sales, everything.
I love that. So how did you organize like the whole thing in like had you guys been to Africa before? So you
had
knew?
Never been.
So what? How does that explain that process? Like I'm gonna call Africa. Hey, I want an organization. Yeah. How does that work? Like what do you do?
So I was actually blessed where I didn't have to take on the planning of this part.
Ooh, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Okay.
But Dwayne and I, we basically brainstormed on what we would like the experience to be like.
Okay.
And we Googled a lot. We had some connections over in Johannesburg, and we connected with organization and ministries over there. And they welcomed us with warm arms and helped us plan the initiatives based off what we would like the overall experience to be. And they made it, with the connections in South Africa, made the transition really smooth for us.
So is it like a guided tour, like they with that mission over there in Johannesburg, like you get, how many kids do you take? Or like, is there a certain amount of kids you can take? Or are there more kids wanting to go?
Right.
Like, how does that work?
So last year, we like to say it's a limit, but it's really not. Last year we
don't
took
say that on
four.
The radio. They're like, wait, there's no limit? I'm coming. I thought you said
there's
a limit.
Right. We took 4 students last year, and we've been favored to raise enough for 16 participants this year.
Are you?
Yeah.
16?
16 participants.
I'm clapping. 16?
Yeah, 16.
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
God's plan.
Right, right.
God's plan.
Right, right.
My
when God is in
so
it.
Yes.
When God is in it, nothing can come against it.
Okay, 16.
We went
so
from
awesome.
4 to 16 this year, so we're definitely excited. It was incredible taking 4 students over. In Johannesburg, it was more of a freestyle. Dwayne knew how to drive a stick shift. I didn't, so we rented a van over there and we drove.
And you guys were just
we pulled up a map and mm-hmm. followed the map to get to and from where we was
Wait,
going.
Wait, so there's Google Map or a
no,
paper
no, no,
map?
A paper.
Oh God, I can't even follow Google Maps. You're talking about a paper map.
We pulled
map?
Up a paper oh. map and just
oh
followed the paper
gosh.
Map. And
that is so dope. I love that.
And had some of the initiatives was guided by, you know, our connections over in Johannesburg. This year in South Africa, because of the group increase, we hired a tour company to kind of guide us through everything that we're
no
doing.
No maps this year.
Yeah, no maps this year. No. And we've never been to, so we did South Africa, we're doing West Africa this year. So that's totally different from what we ever experienced.
That's so awesome. So when you get there, like, what are some of the activities or some of the things that,
yes.
like, do you guys stay in a hotel? Like, what is it? Or are you guys staying on a hut thing? Like, yeah. I've never been to Africa, so I'm sounding real ignorant right now.
Yeah.
But what is it?
So, like, you know, Airbnb is it.
Hello.
Yeah.
So don't tell me you got, like, this big mansion.
We got a big.
We got a big mansion in Africa yes.
where we would stay on a private house mm-hmm. in Ghana. Accra, Ghana, where we'll be staying in a private house. And the host that's going to take care of us while we're there, they're providing a private reception once we arrive. And then the tour company would take us throughout their week while we're over there to the different orphanage. We're going to help rebuild the school while we're there. And it's a very similar organization as Changemakers that's over there. We're going to go and take some balls and footballs, basketballs, and things of that nature and do a field day while we're there with the students of
cool.
Africa. Yeah.
That is so awesome. I have another question for you, Robert.
Sure.
You said 16. Is there room for a 17? I'll be 15 years old again.
If you can get your visa, your yellow fever shot, because we're leaving.
I love that. When you guys are over there and you're working like with the orphanages and all mm-hmm. that, like what was your experience? Because you went obviously last year,
right.
the 4 students. What impact did it have on your life first is what I'm going to ask you first.
It was definitely powerful to see. That you know, there's always someone worse off than you are.
Okay, so we have a bad, you know, nothing.
Right. This is like to visit Soweto where Nelson Mandela grew up and to see that there's people in 2017 at the time is still living in a room where there's about six family members trying to survive from a day-to-day base, and we're complaining about a 2-3 bedroom house. Hello. And these people have a 1 bedroom and it's 7 of them and there's no electricity and there's no grocery stores where you can go and
just pick up what you want.
Yeah. So that was life changing and impactful for me. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes when I don't finish my meal, I throw it in the garbage, but I no longer do that. When realizing that someone don't have something to eat, I save on and you know, make it happen. So that was for me, that was impactful. And that was similar to the four students that we took over, something that they took with them as well.
It was four boys, right?
Four boys.
And what changes did you see with your own eyes in those students? And then what changes did they explain, maybe, like, the conversation?
I think humbleness was the biggest thing. It humbled a lot of... It not only did it humble our students, but it humbled us. But our students left the experience being humble, way humble than they were when they got there, to experience and see how rough it is for someone else. Because when we first touched down in Johannesburg, we were like, we're in California because it looks just like the U.S. Mm-hmm. And then when we started visiting 4 hours from where we were actually staying in Soweto and saw that, you know, it's really bad. The economy and the lifestyle for a citizen in Soweto is really rough. And once we visited and we saw that, it humbled and brought us down a notch and to teach us a grateful lesson, to be grateful and thankful for everything that we have.
Do people over there, can they automatically tell you're not from there? Like, do you think? Like,
so the crazy
you,
thing
like, you're
is...
America!
So in South Africa, we actually got off the plane. We had our dashikis. We were
Wait a minute. Please don't tell me you went to Africa wearing a dashiki.
We went wearing a dashiki. We were like full speed in dashikis. We was like, on Monday, we're going to wear this one. On Tuesday, we're going to wear this one. And when we got out into Johannesburg, everyone was looking at us like, we know they're not from here.
These cornballs, where are they from? What
so
the heck?
They were like a little bit more advanced than we actually thought they were, more in their fashion and style. Yeah. So we actually had to go back and change up our attire because we didn't want to
like,
stand out.
You gotta put these
back. So we're actually looking about the culture in Ghana is still traditional. So we're actually looking forward to wearing our dashikis in Ghana.
Okay. Yeah. I love that. So now that you have 16 students going,
yes.
What was the process of picking the 16 students that are going? Like, how does that work?
So at the end of our program, our students, at the end of our GISA Gents program, our students, we share with them our spring trip. And if they would like to go, they have to submit an application as to an essay indicating why they should be granted this opportunity. Mm-hmm. And once they submit the essay, our board, as well as my Seth and Dwayne, we sit and we pick from the essay that is submitted from the students.
Okay, so do they have to, because I know you get donations for them to go, but do they have to come out of pocket for anything?
They have to come out of pocket, nothing.
Are you serious?
The entire trip is free for them. The only thing we need your participation in selling these bow ties, which is a signature for our organization.
Oh. Where can people get bow ties? So,
changemakersacademy.com, www.changemakersacademy.com. We run a sale. That's our fundraising initiative, and we go hard for the remaining. So they only participate, sell these bow ties, and we'll raise the rest of the money, match it, and they pay for nothing. The vaccine shot for the yellow fever, the visas for students who don't have visas, the passports, everything we cover.
Do grades come into
absolutely.
The picking process? Like, do they have to have decent grades?
Oh, absolutely.
To go
you can't be. You have to be performing well academically, mm-hmm. And you have to, you know, conduct and everything. So okay. You have to live up to the volume and the principles of our organization, which is promoting gentlemen and change makers to go into the country and make a difference. And if you're not living up to the standard, then you can't go. We mentor them and we drive success in them. We do it 100% each and every day we get an opportunity to do so.
When you meet every Saturday, do students feel like they can come to you with like maybe issues they're having,
yes.
problems? Is it also like talking one-on-one, like, hey, Robert, I'm going through something at home? Or are the parents receptive to them being open with you? And
It's life-changing to sit and hear a lot of the stories that our young, our youth is experiencing
adult
today.
Adult issues.
They can't talk to their parents. They don't feel comfortable with talking to their parents. So they come and they share these things and they pour out so much. And we try our best to stir our young people into the right direction based off the experiences that they're experiencing and keep them inspired and motivated, because a lot of life challenges can kind of discourage them. Young people dealing with, you know, adults' issues can kind of discourage them and push them to side. But with the with our program, we drive success. We give everyday life scenarios and things that they may be facing. We put it into their, you know, we put it up front to them, and so that when they do experience it, it's not something shocking for them.
That is so awesome. So what are the, you said your organization is what grades, like what?
Middle and high school, starting from sixth grade to 12th grade.
So the out of the 16 kids, what are the age groups? Like your youngest is what and your oldest is what?
So for this particular trip to Ghana, our students, the youngest is from ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And then we have some first year college students that's going with us that completed
so
our program.
I definitely feel like this trip, I Am Africa, and it's an international study abroad because they're learning over there once they go.
Yes.
Is definitely life-changing, because me, I'm an adult, and if I were to go and volunteer and do that, it would definitely change the way I think and the way, you know, I move around. So if parents are interested, well, you're leaving this weekend, and basically you'll come back. How long are you guys there?
We're there for 8 days.
Okay, so about a week.
About a week.
And when you come back, how soon after are you restarting the program? Because you said...
We start in June.
Okay.
So registration would open up for our G's to Gents in April. Mm-hmm. And we do the registration period for 2 months, so for the entire month of April and May. And then we start the initiative in June. Each year. This year, we're actually spreading our wings a little, and we're taking our G's to Gents initiative on a four-city tour. So we're going to do our G's to Gents program in Miami, and then we're going to reach out to some cities outside of the state.
That is so awesome. Yeah. So basically, the goal is to spread the program in different states and then eventually take about 1,000 kids to Africa. Hello. You see how I just put it? Forget 100. Let's go to 1,000.
Like, woo, 1,000.
Your eyes got big. Like, what? 1,000?
Right,
oh,
right.
We're like 80 buses. But that is so amazing. So where did you say that they can register to? Because see, it's a registration process and you have to get picked based on the information they put on the registration form?
Or
what do you look for when you're reading registration?
So registration is basically signing your child up for our annual G's to Gents program.
Okay.
That's going to take place in June. And then after the participants complete the G's to Gents program, they then get the opportunity to apply for our study abroad program.
Oh, okay. So I love that. So where can they go to register? Give me all your information.
www.changemakersacademy.com. And all of our social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook is at Changemakers Academy.
I love it. So any last words that you want to say, as far as any inspirational words you have for parents that feel like they're lost and they need a route to organizations like you to help them?
Our biggest thing is we encourage our parents and we encourage our young people to never give up. Everything that you need to be great has already been placed inside of you. Time for you to...
It's Sunday and I said that. Oops,
it's just
time. I have to say, heck yeah.
It's just up for you to activate it and cultivate it and make it happen. You can do it. You got it.
All right. I want all the parents listening, all the young people, you trying to go to Africa and change your life and be positive while you're here at home, go to changemakersacademy.com for all the information. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, right? Instagram. Yes. All social media is Change Makers Academy. Robert, it's been so awesome. I'm gonna put this in the atmosphere. I will be going to Africa with you since you're already leaving. I will go in 2019. I will be with you guys.
Absolutely.
Change Makers Academy. I'm gonna speak it into existence till I my last breath. I'm going to Africa next year with you guys. Thank you so much. And thank you for what you do in the community for our youth. You're such an inspiration. Speaking to
my
you
pleasure.
Has made me smile and feel good on this Sunday. So I appreciate you and be safe on that trip.
Thank you so much.
Your girl Super Cindy, that was Community Matters. See you tomorrow morning on the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.